game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it helps decide congressional maps.
Right.
Does this have everything to do with redistricting?
Well, it does. In fact, we know the 2020 census, the errors were almost always to the detriment of red states. Blue states like Rhode Island.
Do we know that?
We do know that. The Census Bureau's own audit of its work has proven that. Blue states like Rhode Island were overcounted. Rhode Island then didn't lose a seat. Red states like Alabama were undercounted. Listen, this is just a fact. It wasn't all red-blue, but it was disproportionately red-blue.
We the people of the United States.
Perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Hans, I am so excited to talk to you today. I could talk to you all day about the billions of things going on right now, specifically with the Justice Department. But I wanted to start with the census and ask you if you had seen President Trump's True Social post that was put out directing the Department of Commerce to get to it and redo the census.
I did see that, and I actually have to tell you, I think that's a good idea. And you just played a clip that is one of the reasons why it's a good idea, because in 2022, the U.S. Census Bureau put out a report admitting that it had made a huge set of errors in the 2020 census. It had overcounted and undercounted 14 states. Almost all the states that were overcounted, I think with one exception, were blue states. All the states that were undercounted, with one exception, were red states. And listen, the errors were so big, Annie, that remember, they always use the population to do apportionment, right? The
sure.
Census Bureau says, based on population now, here's how many members of the U.S. House, you as a state have, those errors were so big that Texas got cheated out of an extra House seat it should have had. Florida was cheated out of two seats that it should have gotten.
Man. Hans von Spakovsky with us right now with the Heritage Foundation. So would you say that President Trump's direction in this regard to redo the census, it's more of a correction than it is like a new installment in how we do censuses? It's basically saying the last one we did was incorrect, needs to be redone, so we should engage in that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that is correct. Plus, everyone should remember that we are one of the most mobile societies of any of the Western democracies. People move a lot. Texas, where, you know, there's a huge fight going on over redistricting right now. I think last year they had the highest growth rate in their population of any state in the U.S. So many people have been moving to Texas that in the last 5 years since that census, they've added over 2 million residents to the state. And, of course, 2020 census, didn't take that into account.
What is the undertaking for something like what President Trump is directing? Is it actually feasibly actionable that this could be done in what amount of time?
Well, there's no way it could be done this year. I do think they could get it done next year. If they right now took the census form, figured out what questions should be on it, and immediately sent it off to the printers to start printing them. And if they got out of mothballs the blueprint, the plan that they have in place for doing a nationwide census and started putting that in place, hiring people. I think they could get it done by next year. This is all made easier by one very big fact that people need to realize. The days of census workers going to every single household and the Census Bureau having to mail a form to every single household in the U.S. are long gone. In the last census in 2020, I think it was over 60% of American households filled out the census form online. And that makes conducting a nationwide census easier and faster. It's still a big undertaking. Mm. And it would take a lot of work and a lot of organization, but I actually think it could get done next year.
Hans, if it gets done in 2025 or if it gets done in 2026 before November, when would the new maps be drawn and when would they take effect?
Well, if Census could get all of this done and the data out to the states by December of next year, then the legislatures, as you know, most states, their legislatures are part-time. They only come into session in the first quarter of the year. If they could get this done by December of 26, then in the first quarter of 2027, the states could get to have the data. They could do redistricting. And so the data would be ready for the 2028 election.
And just as I'm just kind of thinking about this as I'm listening to you, a lot of people think about the congressional seats and, you know, how they are divvied up to make sure that they are representing an equal amount of people, specifically in the House of Representatives across the country. Does that also affect the electoral votes that each state would have?
Not unless Congress changed federal law to change the apportionment formula and to say apportionment will be redone. So Congress would have to act to do that. But states who want to use the new population data for redistricting, for actually, you know, drawing the political boundary lines of their existing congressional seats and state legislative seats, they could do that immediately. They don't have to get permission from Congress for that.
Hans, you're just a wealth of information. I love that I can ask these questions and you know pinpoint. I bet if you're at a trivia night and they're like, this category is census, you're like, yes, pass me the answer sheet. Hans von Spakovsky with us right now. I want to shift a little bit into, was talking about this in our first segment before we brought you on, how you've been coming on my show since I was doing Saturdays, I think in 2016. And we've been talking about Russia the entire time. We now have a Justice Department that is throwing big names out there. We've got Tulsi Gabbard throwing big names out there. And then also hand in hand, we've got James Comer of the Oversight Committee subpoenaing the likes of up to Bill and Hillary Clinton to come in to answer, do depositions there. What do you make of this moment in time right now as far as the exposure of the deep state and how this Trump administration is handling it?
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All I can say is thank goodness that finally, people are acting to try to investigate all of the wrongdoing we know about and all the potential wrongdoing that particularly went on during the Biden administration. I will tell folks that even if none of this results in criminal prosecutions, and look, you know, Pam Bondi has said she's got a strike force investigating it. There are rumors that a grand jury investigation is about to start. Even if there aren't criminal investigations, the public disclosure of all this is very, very important, because the things that were done, the corrupt use of government power during the Biden administration, I think are unprecedented in our history. And we need to know who did this kind of thing. I've said this before. We need to know who did it, who engaged in this kind of abusive power, so that we can ensure that they never, ever are in the government again, never in a position where they can do this again, and also so that we can figure out, for example, with our intelligence agencies who were involved in this, how do they need to be reformed, who there needs to be fired, and what kind of rules need to be changed or put in place to make sure this kind of abusive use of government power doesn't happen again.
You know, when I'm looking at this long list of people who have been issued subpoenas from James Comer, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Merrick Garland, James Comey, Bill Barr, Alberto Gonzalez, Jeff Sessions, Bob Mueller, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, when these people are subpoenaed to come in and give a deposition, are those, is that under oath? Is that at a, like, is that a grand jury? What is the context of the information that they're going to be compelled to give there?
Well, assuming they show up, as opposed to claiming the Fifth Amendment and saying, I'm not going to testify at all. No, it's under oath. And if you're testifying before Congress and you lie, you're going to be prosecuted for perjury just as if you were in a court of law and you lied. Now, if you lie to Congress, Congress can't prosecute you. They have to refer that over to the Justice Department. And the Justice Department is you know, the folks who can prosecute you. But no, you risk perjury charges if you lie under oath to Congress.
If Representative Comer, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, sends a subpoena to Hillary Clinton and it has to do with the Epstein case, is that going to be a public hearing or a private hearing?
Well, I'm assuming they're going to do private, non-public depositions first to find out what they know or what they're willing to say. Whether that becomes public at some point, you know, the transcripts released or the video and audio that is released, that's going to be up to Chairman Comer.
And so it says in his post on X from August 5th that they are working to have these individuals appear for depositions through subpoenas. It's possible. This isn't necessarily going to just be a circus show where we see the committee sitting up there on the dais and the witness. And that all seems to be very politically charged. And I don't know if we always get a lot of information. I feel like if it's private, I guess I just trust the people in charge right now to ask the right questions to get the answers we need to have.
No, that's right. Because remember, the whole problem when witnesses appear before a hearing is that each member of the committee only has 5 minutes to ask a question and get an answer. That's not the case in a deposition. Depositions are usually actually conducted by the lawyers who work for the committee. And when somebody refuses to answer or gives a confusing answer, that lawyer can continue to cross-examine them, ask question after question after question, trying to get at the truth. And that's why it's important that they do these depositions first before there's any kind of public hearing.
And then last question to kind of wrap this all together here. If my understanding is that the Comer subpoenas are for the Epstein case, they're in regards to the Epstein case. Are there questions that could be asked, and if so answered, that could add a detail to the Russia investigation that could cross-pollinate information into another investigation that's actively going on at the same time?
Well, certainly with regard to Hillary Clinton, because as you know, there were disclosures just within the last, I think, 2 weeks of DNC emails that indicated that Hillary Clinton herself gave approval for the plan to create the Russia-Trump collusion hoax and to use it to distract attention from her email server problems and the fact that she was keeping classified information on her home email server that was apparently penetrated by Russian intelligence.
That's a full circle ending right there.
Yeah, isn't it?
Hans, this is the story that just keeps on giving. We're grateful to have you along for the ride and look forward to connecting to you again. 1 week goes past, it's like a year's worth of news headlines. So we're always great to get you back here as fast as we can.
Sure thing. All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Gosh. To just leave a lot on the table there because I have to go to a break. I'm 5 minutes late. All right. Let us know what you think about the president and that census. Listening to Hans von Spakovsky there, how do you feel about it? Are you more compelled to support it? I have a feeling possibly, I don't know, maybe you guys are all in favor of a redone census. I think that the redoing of the census could solve a multitude of unfair problems that have been pushed upon Republican voters in this country, people who live in purple states and red states. You've been had. We all know it. I think the census might be the way to fix it, or at least a major way to fix it. We'll be right back. Don't go away. There's a maniac.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.